Hello.
Hey, Sam, John with Local Slash. How are you going, sir?
good. So I forgot your extension. So what is your extension?
It's 3736.
I knew it was something like that. 3736. All right. Okay. So I'm ready to rock. I have a couple questions. Now,
go for it.
Do you guys provide content for me on the internet? How does that work?
Content, meaning for like a website, or what do you mean by that?
No, like because my Google profile has to be built out. Like
yes.
Keywords and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
You have content that will lead to the website. Like
1,000%.
All that kind
yes.
of stuff.
Yes, sir. That is one of the first things that we want to make sure to finish for you in a very timely manner. That way you're on the first page, right? And being on the first page is great, but at the end of the day, it's all about getting quality calls. So in order to do that, some customers may want to look at your website. We'll put the link for your website there if you have social media. If not, we'll develop that Facebook business page for you if we have to, because it does do
okay.
very well in the area. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, you'll build out my profile. You'll add the keywords and add, I guess, stuff to my website if it needs or whatever, landing pages that will link to the website, that sort.
1,000%. Yes. Actually, I'll be going over this with you in short. Because, like I mentioned before, we will set up a technician team to introduce themselves to you. Like, I set that up as early as tomorrow so they could jumpstart on that. But they will see, you know, some of the keywords of services you always want to be found for. And then they're going to put in the algorithms, and they're going to say, hey, Sam, as an example here, like, hey, Sam, I see that you do this type of work. This keyword is working very well in the area. Would you like us to add that in? You know, or, hey, do you want to take this off? Things like that. Yes, sir.
And then you guys, like, any... Like content like that, is that something that like you bring to me and like, hey, we need you to come up with a 2,000 word thing on, you know, maintenance.
You know,
that's
a great question. I'm glad you brought that one up because it's this is my personal opinion on this one. Okay, so it's not coming from Local Splash on there. Sure, we could do that type of stuff for you. But this is your company, and if you want to get the right customers that you want to spend your time with, then I have just to have something for that, so that way it's tailored to your business, right? It's kind of like saying, I don't want us to make a website for you and then say, hey, thanks, bye. Like, that's not going to help you, right? We want to make sure it brings your personality out, brings out your personality of your company. That way you get the right customers. Yeah. So that's my personal opinion. So we could do both, but my personal opinion is come up with something on your own a little bit so that way they have something, a base to run off of.
Okay. And then, this is something I'm kicking around, like, on my, like, how do I get more Instagram followers? Is that what you guys help me do, or?
Instagram is one thing we don't do, but we can put the link for the Instagram through your website and on your Google Business profile. Yep. And also link it to Facebook, stuff like that. The reason for that, though, Sam, is because we've been doing this for so many years now, and we do a lot of work. And for when it comes to Instagram and like Twitter and things like that, it feels like it's such low returns. We'd rather put the more focus into things that are going to give even further returns for you in that area. So Facebook, website, Google, and your directories. That's pretty much where it's at for you.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm ready to do this.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Now, Sam, I have to ask, is Sam short for Samuel, or is it just S-A-M? Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then last name, is it P-E-T-T-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I want to make this promise to you, because I like to keep my promises. I don't forget this stuff. I want to make sure, even after payment here today, you see everything in writing. Okay, through text and email for your invoice. That way we're not playing phone tag. I want to start this relationship off strong. So as the best email address that I have on file, the best one to send it to as far as your invoice, I got info@sealcoding.nj.com. Is that a good one?
Not dot. It's dash.
Oh, dash. Oh, okay. Boom, boom. So I got to repeat that back. I got info@sealcoating-nj.com. Is that right?
Yep. Yep. All not right. Not underscore, not backslash. Just
right.
Regular dash. Yep.
Okay. Yes, sir. And then is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 0577?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, for your customers, do you want them to reach out to the same phone number or to a different phone number?
I am going to start switching it over. I have a 1-800 number. I don't know if that's better. Me, I work in Pennsylvania. Out of state. And
yeah.
I wonder, I got an 800 number just for that reason, so that sometimes people get a little leery because you're not in the same town.
Yeah.
Let alone
you're right.
Yeah, I mean, so
yes, sir.
I have the 1-800 number just to be all encompassing, I guess, you know.
Awesome. Okay, what's that number? Because I want to make sure I put that out there. Last thing you want is to lose a customer just because simply of a phone number. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's 1-800-522-3674.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back just to make sure I got it. 1-800-522-3674.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. And now... Again, since we're going to be developing a website and doing all this stuff for you, right? You got a Facebook business page and everything. I want to make sure our team is on the same page with you, okay? So we do ask for like an hour window. I suggest, again, it's my suggestion. I mean, I don't know your schedule, but I could set that up as early as tomorrow so that way they could jumpstart right away. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow?
Well, I really don't need the website because I already have a website.
Right. Okay, so website, yeah, we don't have to do anything on that. Okay. So we're going to make sure that the website is being found. But far as Facebook and also even showing you how to maneuver through your tracking system, that is important. So I want to make sure you're able to see the calls, know what keywords are working, and how you can see everything come to fruition for yourself.
Okay.
But, yeah, you don't have to be in front of a computer for it. I'll just put it that way. So.
Okay.
So what do you got?
Are you guys in on Saturdays or no?
No, weekends we're closed, but Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're open for you on East Coast time.
All right. How about tomorrow? Can you do tomorrow 5 or 6 o'clock?
I can. Yes, I can. Okay, let's do it from – is 5 to 6 okay?
Yeah, let's try for that.
Okay. If it takes too long or you need to reschedule, whatever the case may be, just communicate with our guys. That's pretty much where the money's at on that. You know, just say, hey – guys, it's taking too long, or I got something came up, can we reschedule? They'll be happy to accommodate for that, okay? So you never have to worry about that.
And then the other thing I wanted to know, you said I can cancel any time, right?
Correct, yes, sir. And I will put that into the recording for you as a secondary form of protection for you. I hope you don't mind me saying I'm not accepting a no for an answer on that because it's protecting your pricing, and I even tell you how to cancel if that's the case in the future for you, okay? There's no cancellation
and
fees.
Is there you can cancel any time, but you need to give us 30 days in advance, or is there any stipulation on that? How does that work?
Actually, I'm glad you asked. Yeah, you'll hear me say it again, but all we ask for is three business days before your next billing cycle is due. That way you're not charged for that month.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. And then also, I want to confirm on this part, just because it's – part of Google, okay? So I have the business name as Drive Paving, spelled out the word, and Seal Coating.
Nope.
Okay,
nope.
So what do we got here?
It's Drive, D-R-I-V-E, Seal Coating.
Oh, okay.
And Paving.
LLC. Did you want to put the LLC, or did you want to keep that out?
Well,
that's optional.
On my Google listing, LLC.
Okay, so we'll keep that the same.
Yeah.
Now, I always like to ask this next part because it is optional, and I always like to ask from the horse's mouth, regardless if it's on Google or not. I just like to make sure to always double-check on things. Google does require to have a business address to being verified and staying verified, right? But it does not mean you have to show that to the public. I have the address at – oh, go ahead.
Verified. Yeah, I'm verified. Go ahead.
Yeah, I already know. Like I said, you know, I just like to always ask, double check, and make sure, because even if it's verified and we have to confirm with them, we have to say, hey, this is the address we have on file for it, and we still tell them, hey, keep it private, or yes, they even want to show it. Like, you see what I'm saying? So that communication we keep with them as well. Sam, the address, though, is it 2 Briarstone Avenue, the 08865? Yep. Okay, just making sure. Okay, cool. And then I'm going to send this email to you that we have another form of contact for me right now as well. So give me 2 seconds here. Okay. And it's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it.
Okay.
And that way, again, you don't have to do anything further than just hitting yes, though, okay? So put a reminder for these guys, too.
Not yet.
It sent back to me. No, it didn't shoot back to me, so that's good. Oh, if it doesn't get to you in the next 10 seconds here, check your spam or junk mail. It is my first time emailing you. I may go there.
Alright.
Yeah. Nothing yet?
Nope.
Do me a favor. The phone number you reached out, the 877 number, can you send me a text message? Here, if you want, I could send you a say, this is John as well.
The one that I've been texting you on?
Yeah, same one. If you can send me a text of your email, just in case. It didn't shoot back to me, meaning that it is the right email I sent it to.
Alright.
Just in case, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Okay. Let's see if that works now.
I got it. Got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad, man. Okay, cool. I was going to say, so like, at this point, I'm like, it didn't shoot back to me. Usually that means that it sent to the wrong one. If not, I'm like, I wonder who I sent it to at this point. All right.
No, we're good. So I just write yes on there or tap yes?
Tap yes. Correct. Mm-hmm. And then once you did that, I just want to confirm, because I do see everything on Google, and I just want to make sure I have everything right here. For your hours of operations, I see 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You want to keep that the same?
Yep.
Okay. And then I got the phone number here. Would you like the customers to also email you, too, or just the phone call to the 1-800 number?
Email's fine.
Okay. All right. Okay, and then also, how far out do you want to reach out? I mean, this thing goes 50-mile radius in every direction. We can narrow it down to specifics.
Like a 25 to 30-mile radius.
Okay, sounds good. And again, you're not married to any of this stuff we're going over right now. If you ever want to adjust it, you can be hands-on if you want to and adjust it yourself, but our team is there to do that for you. So utilize them. That's what they're there for, okay?
All right.
All right, cool. And then also, the next part, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only? Do you accept check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
Cash, check, and Zelle.
I love Zelle. I don't know about you. We're not affiliated with them, but I'm not trying to promote them, but they do.
Yeah.
I love it.
And credit card, too.
Okay. Perfect. Credit card. Bam. Okay. This one. Boom. Zip coding. This is good. Okay. Now, the next part here, of course, your business is licensed and insured, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for the Facebook page,
yep.
I see this on here. So, again, when I click on it, though, it sends me back to your website. I don't know why. Am I messing that up? Yeah. Do you have a Facebook page at the moment?
Yes, I do. Like,
okay. Yeah, so I'm glad I'm trial and erroring this thing right now. Let me try to do it this way. When I click on it on Google, it works. When I do it through your website, it does not work. It sends you right back to your website. So that's something we can look into.
All right.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm glad I looked that up.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Okay.
So from the website, it doesn't send you to Facebook. It just goes back to the
It shoots it back to the website. Exactly. Yep.
All right.
Glad I picked that up, you know. Just random things like that, you never know. You just got to stay on top of it, you know.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, for, you know, services you always want to be bound for, I know I'm putting you on the spot, and I know quite a few already just by looking at the website and things like that, but so you do asphalt, you do seal coating, but is there any other specific services that you provide that you want to make sure you're always being found for?
Yeah, want to be found for. My main thing is I'd like to start landing more commercial work. So
okay.
We can, that, the line striping.
Line striping, okay.
Crack repair or crack filling.
Repair. Refilling, okay.
Like stone work, like stone gravel, I guess you would call it light excavating or gravel.
Excavation. Okay. Perfect. And then
I put gravel and
okay.
I put there was one other crack filling. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Okay. I'm going to do this for you, if you don't mind. I'm going to put in parentheses that you may want to add more. That way, it'll tell our team to say, hey, we got these keywords also that can work for you. If you forgot something, you want to make sure to add it in. We can start off from the very beginning here for you, okay?
My main focus, though, is seal coating, line striping, crack filling.
Okay. Gotcha.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. I made sure I put a steel coating and all that, that's for sure. I can't forget that. Okay. And let me go ahead and send this over to our team right now. When they do talk to you tomorrow, they're not going to start from scratch. They're going to see all this, they're going to put it in the algorithms and say, hey, these may work better for you in the area, would you like to use it or not use it, things like that. Okay. So I want to make sure that they can take care of you. Here. I'm getting all information, that way they know exactly how to help you here. Good stuff. Okay, so the next part is the voice verification. Remember I was telling you that we put everything on recording here? I want to make sure you're protected in your pricing, okay? You already have the number, the 877 number, that's our direct line. It's voice activated, as you could tell. If you never wanted to talk to somebody about Facebook or your Google business profile, you just say it out loud, client support, billing, whatever the case may be. They are going to be open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. for you, okay? So I'm going to ask you a few questions in the beginning here for you. All right, Sam? So please try to answer as clearly as possible. If for any reason you have a question or a concern, stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for, all right?
Okay.
All right, partner. Sounds like a plan. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Try Seal Coating LLC.
Awesome. And please state your name and title within the business.
Samuel H. Petty, owner.
All right. And of course, Sam, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. Sam, I'm going to hit pause on that right now. So after this recording here, we're going to set up a security question and answer because I want to make sure we keep everything very confidential. Anytime from here on out, we will call in. We will call from the 877 number, and we will always ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. Okay, that's a huge red flag if you do something like that. All right, I just want to make sure you're protected on every case scenario. You know what I mean? So I'm going to continue here.
Okay.
All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on March 19th in a non-refundable amount of only $348. This is already including everything we're speaking about here. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 19th of every month in the amount of only $249. It'll be recurring $249 from there on. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right, beautiful. As promised, Sam, I just want to make sure you're protected on all that, man. All right. So next part here, I know I joke around about this a lot, but it actually seems somebody get locked out because they forgot their own answer to the security question. So please don't forget your own answer. You can make up anything you want, but as far as the security question itself, you can choose one of the 3. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. And again, we will never give this out, and we never, you know, this can't change either. So what would the answer be?
Goldsberg.
All right. And spell that out for me how you would spell it, sir.
P-H-I-L-L-I-T-S-B-U-R-G. Phillipsburg.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, sir. I just wanted to make sure, you know. All right. So, again, this will not change, okay?
So, okay.
All right. And if for any reason you feel like there's like a red flag or, you know, you feel uncomfortable, hang up the phone, just call the 877 number. They will know that security question and ask you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Next part is, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Double check.
Okay.
I think I gave the wrong card to my wife. I think it's Samuel H. Petty.
Okay. H as in Henry, correct?
Correct. Samuel H. Petty. I think I have it on my phone here. So let's see.
And let me make sure here.
Got to text my wife. I have her card. She has my card.
No way.
And
at least you have a card, man. My wife, I don't see my card anywhere.
I have it on my phone, but it won't be the rest of the digits, you know?
Oh, it's just the digits on there?
It's just the last 4 digits.
Oh, I see, I see. Gotcha, gotcha.
I'm driving.
You're good, man. Please drive safe. We're good. Take your time, Sam. I'm here with you. You've been most patient with me, too, so I appreciate that, man. It's the least I can do, you know?
All right, got it. It's Sam Petty. No, that's the wrong card.
You're good. Yep.
I gave my wife my personal card to open the pot of money.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And...
And, Sam, I'm assuming the billing address will be the same, right? So the two Briarstone?
Billing address would be the same. I just, I want to make sure it comes out of my business, so my taxes,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, definitely. Smart. It is a business expense, so that will definitely help with that, for sure.
Now I got it.
Okay.
It is Samuel H. Petty. Okay.
Okay.
And it's 4563.
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. Hold on, Sam. What kind of payment method is it? A Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
A Visa.
Okay. Now, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for you now. Sorry about that.
All right. 4563.
Okay.
Now my wife wants to call. Okay. So 4563-3100. 4367.
Okay.
3528.
All right. And the expiration date on that?
So let me go over this again. 4563-3100.
Yep. 4367. 3528. Yes, sir. That's what I got. All right. All right. And then what kind of expiration date we got here?
0728.
Okay, and then last but not least, the security code?
670.
Repeat that one more time. Sorry, I cut out there.
670.
Okay, 670. Perfect. Thank you, sir. All right, so I'm going to go ahead, and before I process any payment, now you know I'm not lying to you, man. We really got you at a really nice promotional rate. I want to make sure, no matter what, that this stays in there for your lifetime of you being with us, okay? So let me go ahead and refresh it a few times here. Give me 1 second. Just want to make sure it stays that way. And it looks good. Okay, so I'm going to process the payment for only $348. Please stay on the phone with me, okay, Sam? I like to keep to my promises here. All right, so once this goes through, you're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, just let me know. That way I can direct you to see the whole breakdown in there as promised, okay?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. It just went through on my side. Let me know once you see that, and then I can show you how to go from there.
If it went through on your side, then great.
I know, but I tell you something. I'm not that typical guy. I want to make sure that I follow through with my word on that. You know what I mean?
I got you. Thank you.
If you don't mind, sir, it's just me who I am, you know?
No. All
right. Let me know if you got a text, though, or an email. That way I can make sure you see that breakdown, though. That's important.
Yeah, I got a text. Yep.
Okay. Now, in that text, there should be a spot where it says click here to accept subscription terms. If you click on that, it is your breakdown of everything we discussed. Everything. Okay? And you'll also notice there's short descriptions of other packages in there. So if you ever decided to upgrade your package, please let me know. Because I can go ahead and put that same promotional rate to those other packages. You will never have to pay the normal rate. Okay?
Let me ask you this. What's the next step above what I got?
The next step above is a pay-per-click Google ad. So not only are you on the local map section, but you're also an ad above that. The other package that's above that one would be a pay-per-lead package, which is Google guaranteed. So that's a whole other gameplay on that one. But yeah, those are different type of packages we have. Yes, sir.
And how much is the upgrade? Next level up?
So the next level up on there, if I was to apply that promotional rate, you're looking at $449 month to month. And it's, you know how they say it's like a pay-per-click? We like to keep it at flat rates. So we put $300 of those dollars to your ad spend already. It's a lot. So that way, you're never going over. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Well, I'm gonna get see how this rolls out, and then
yes, sir.
I'll see about, you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, that's why I didn't even mention the other stuff to you, because I think this is a very good starting point for you to get noticed, get that brand exposure out there, and then once you are doing very well, see how this works well for your company. Then you can always talk about it later down the road. You know, you're not married to it, so yeah. All right. Sam. It's a pleasure talking with you. Welcome to the family. Congratulations. Remember, Now, at the bottom of that invoice on there, there's two checkboxes that everyone misses because they're so small. But make sure once you click on that, you're going to type in your name exactly how it shows on the card, and it'll bring you to, like, a login. I don't know if you want to do this now or what, but that login, there's no login password or anything yet, because that's your dashboard, your tracking system that you want to stay on top of. Our team, when they talk to you, they're going to give you that login and password to show you how to maneuver through it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, partner. I know you're driving, so I didn't want you to do that right off the bat here, but make sure to have that on before tomorrow or, you know, before they talk to you. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Perfect, man. Well, Sam, is there anything else I can answer while I'm on the phone with you, though?
No, I think that's it for now.
All right, perfect. Hey, again, welcome to the family, sir. We'll talk talk tomorrow. Yes, sir. You drive safe. All right.
Thanks.
Bye.